time for our conversation this Tuesday morning. Patty Hilgendorf is here from Kinship here in Tomawa. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Jeff.
Nice to see you again, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
So, Kinship here in Tomahawk, for people that don't know, how would you, whenever people ask me about Kinship, I say it's like big brothers, big sisters, but it's a little different. It's Tomahawk specific, and that's pretty close, right?
It is pretty close. It is like Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I've actually been partnering with Big Brothers Big Sisters on a few projects. But Kinship is a national organization,
okay,
and it's in the upper Midwest, a lot of Minnesota, western Wisconsin. There's one in Michigan, one in North Dakota. So it's very rural.
Okay.
It's not many in the big cities. I think... you know, we do have one in down by Portage, which is a new one, and that's a little bit bigger city. But it typically seems to be more in the rural communities.
Small town. How long has Kinship been active here in Tomahawk?
Well, we're on year 27.
Wow, and you've been right there all 27 years, right?
I have in some capacity.
I don't think I've ever said this to you before, but I'm going to tell you right now, face to face, I have so much respect for you and what you do for kids in this area, especially what you for a living and for Kinship also, because this is the kind of thing that, and I know because I gave it a try and it just didn't work out for me in my situation being a mentor. For you to stick to this thing for all these years, you just don't see that very much anymore. People step aside, make room for somebody else to come in and step in. You've been doing this for these 27 years. What drives you to do this?
Boy, once you get to know the kids and even the families, you know, it's just a passion. There's a lot of need out there, and there's a lot of neat kids out there.
Yeah.
That just need positive adult role models in their life, and it's fun to be able to piece those all together.
Who helps you get the job done at Kinship?
We have an amazing staff. I have Chris Berg, who is our Kins Club coordinator and runs all our after-school program. She's picked up a couple other hats now with helping with, you know, following up on matches and doing some of the admin stuff.
Okay.
Jenny Simons is our activity coordinator, so she plans all of our monthly match activities. You know, she takes the lead in our back-to-school backpack drive and our Christmas party drive. We have a couple... Kins Club assistants that help with the after-school piece, Margie Welke, Pam Hosey, and Maggie Lashua. You know, it takes a team,
yeah.
And I have a great team.
And they have all those names all sound familiar. I've been hearing those names almost forever, as long as I've been here, too. So they've been with the organization a long time as well.
They've been involved for a long time.
Thanks to all of you. Thanks to all of you on behalf of all the kids that you've helped, all the parents that you have helped over all these years. Thank you so much.
You.
And if nobody says it, people should say it more. Next time you see anybody with Kinship, say thank you, thank you. It's National Mentor Month here as well, and that's really the meat and potatoes about Kinship, bringing older people together with these smaller, younger people, hopefully teaching some lessons, sharing things, learning things, and that's what really it's all about with Kinship.
It is. You know, we're a nonprofit youth mentoring organization, and so like Big Brothers Big Sisters, it's you match positive adult role models with kids who, for a variety of reasons, need a positive adult role model. The beauty with Kinship is there's a lot of flexibility because we match individuals, couples, and in the last couple months, I've matched a couple families. I've got one family that's got three young boys and they've taken on another young boy. I've got a family that's got two grown kids that are living in the home that are in their early 20s and they're mentoring as a family and the kids are just as excited about, you know, being part of this mentorship as the adults. And so it can look a lot of different ways. We ask mentors to spend an hour a week or a couple hours every other week doing things that you typically would do. So the one family, they're very involved in hockey, and so this little guy who would never have had an opportunity is now in the Learn to Skate and is the same age as one of their kids, and every week they pick him up and they take him to hockey, and then they have supper, and, you know, just do what you're normally doing. If you're walking the dog or washing the car, or, you know, just spend time with the child.
After 27 years of doing this, there must be a whole bunch of stories out there about kids that got together with these adults, and then the kid keeps growing, and the adult gets going with their life and stuff like that. Do you have any stories about any long-lasting relationships that started off with kinship that now this kid just becomes part of a family? There must be some stories like that.
There's a lot of them, and there's a lot of them where, like, the kids kind of get out of school and you don't see them, and then years later I get a call. I had one, not this Christmas, but the last Christmas, and I got a call from a young man, and he said, "Is it okay if I reach out to my mentor?" And I said, "Absolutely." I said, who was your mentor? And the minute he told me, I knew who he was.
Okay.
And he had been matched as a six-year-old boy from 6 to 8, and then his family moved away, and we hadn't heard from him since. And he said, "I just want to tell them what a difference that made." He said, "I am 20 now." He says, "I'm in the Chippewa Falls area." He says, "I'm going to diesel mechanic school or something," he said. "And that changed my life." He said, after we moved away, we were going to move back. And the week before we were going to move back, his mother passed away.
Hmm.
And he ended up going farther away, living with a relative that he didn't know really well. And it always clung to him, this mentor family that he had. And so I said, "You know what? I'll reach out to them and give them your number," because I wanted to make sure that was okay. They reached out, and right after Christmas, they got together and they had dinner together here in Tomahawk. He drove over here, and it was just like they picked up where they'd left off. And
wow.
And what a difference he'd made. You know, the mentor took him home every night. When they picked him up the first time, he was sitting at a TV tray, didn't have a kitchen table even to sit down and eat. And so they made it their mission that he would come over and they would have a meal together, and that made all the difference, you know, 12 years later to this little guy.
When it comes to limitations, I would assume that there are probably some people out there, grandmas and grandpas who raise their kids. They're away from their families. They would probably... Is this something that a grandma or grandpa can get involved with too, or is it biting off too big of a chunk?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We have a lot of grandma and grandpa aged people,
okay,
that are mentoring. The child, your present is your presence. It is a gift of time. And if you can sit and play a game with the child, read with them, bake cookies with them, make supper, that's what it is about.
And what does it take to be a mentor? What are the steps to go through? First of all, pick up the phone and say, "Patty, I've been listening to you on the radio for a long time, and it's time. I'd like to be a mentor, at least explore that." So what goes into that?
Check out our website first. Follow our Facebook page. You'll see a lot of the activities that go on there. But on the website, we have an application, or you can stop at the Kinship House and pick up an application. We do background checks and reference checks. Once those are complete, then we actually come into your home and do a home interview. I need to make sure that your home is safe to send a child to, so that I can tell those parents, "I've been in the home, I've, you know, fully vetted these people."
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about, you know, the children that are on our waiting list, and we try and find a little one that has same interests or likes or wants to learn to do some of the talents or hobbies that you have.
For people, now I've shared this in the past. I gave this a try. It just didn't work out for the situation I was in at the time, and I felt really bad. I used to see the little boy all the time. I haven't seen him around very much anymore. I'm not sure if he's even around anymore.
He's still around,
he is.
And he still has a mentor for a number of years.
That's great news. But I thought, I'm going to at least give it a try. I hope I'm not the only person that gave it a try and did it for a while and it just didn't work out. Trying at least gets the ball rolling. You're not going to know for sure unless you try first.
Correct. And it doesn't work out for everyone. But we do have another option. If a person is afraid to be kind of part of our community-based mentoring, we also have a lunch buddy program where you can be matched with one of the kids on our waiting list and have lunch at school with them one day a week just during the school year. You know, you go in, you get your lunch, you sit down, you can go to the library and have lunch together. They have a shelf of games. You can play games, read a book, go out to recess with them, and not have to be responsible for taking them home or, you know, planning, are we going to bake cookies tonight, or are we going to, you know, what are we going to do? It's just sitting and being together.
as soon as we can find a house closer to where I work, I want to do that. I wanted to do that before. It's just, I got all these issues going on right now, and I'm trying to get those issues all taken care of. And if I can ever get back here, I definitely want to be a lunch buddy. I like to eat lunch. I like to hang out with kids.
And that's the beauty of that program. It's so simple. And it's, you know, we've had a couple lunch buddies that then, you know, liked the mentoring part and realized that they could do a community base. So
a good way to test the waters, being a lunch buddy.
Absolutely.
And again, what's the website? What's the official website?
It's kinshiptomahawk.org.
Okay. And Facebook as well. Facebook.com/kinship.
Yep.
Got it. You can get there. Let's talk a little bit about Mentor. It's National Mentor Month, and the mentors are what really drives this whole program. So we want to recognize some of those folks.
I would like to. We have 40 matches.
Okay.
And so
how many are left? How many
kids need them? We still have 25 kids on our list.
See, that was the other thing I wanted to say. I think the very first time that we talked, when I first started here, there was about 20 or 30 kids on that waiting list. And I was really hoping to hopefully help to shrink that number over the years. It's a pretty constant number.
It is. And there's probably a handful of those that are in the program for a variety of reasons and maybe not necessarily looking for a one-on-one. You know, we have our after-school program, which is really popular. And sometimes that group mentoring is more what that child needs. So we say we have 25 on the list, but, you know, there's probably 15 or 20 that are really, really in need of a positive adult role model. Okay. Family, couple, individual.
I sure hope I always, and not just with you, Patty, but other people that are here in this studio, and we tell a story, we talk about needs and things like that. I always, my most sincere wish is that I hope their phone rings, and I hope that starts ringing before they're even out the building. So when we talk about this, it's about awareness, but I sure hope that there's some action also after the awareness.
Absolutely.
Good.
We do as well.
Awesome.
But I'm going to recognize our mentors real quick here.
Yes, please.
An exciting one. Kids usually have to be 5 when they enter the kinship program.
Okay.
We've made one exception because there was a 4K teacher who was interested in mentoring one of the kids in her grade. So for 14 years, Katie Carlson has been a mentor.
Wow.
13 years, Eddie and Wendy Smith. 10 years, Casey and Tyler Stevenson and Phil Dahl. 9 years, Elizabeth Lynch and Dave Termolan. 8 years, the Renee Merrigan family. 7 years, Teresa and Kevin Brzezinski and Roxanne Klinger. 6 years, Matthew Anderson and Mark Schuweiler. 5 years, Abby Krakalo, Karen Darby, Margie Welke. 4 years, Mark and Patty Gatke. 3 years, Walt Baker, John Jodish, and Amy Pluckelman. 2 years, Paula Norman, Tara Messer, Coral Rickle, Cindy and Jack Bremer, Tammy Hall, Chris Berg, Brian and Michelle Arnott, and Julie Jensen. And 1 year, we made 11 matches last year. Larry Mathine, Jess Denton, Walt Baker with his second kin's child. He is matched with 2. Daryl and Karen Strauss, Chris Kanak, Katie Hilgendorf family, Kay Olson, Becky Jakes, Patty Toll, Mike and Brittany Lemke and family, and Pandora and Alan Lobach. And already in 2024, we've made 3 matches.
Nice.
Chester Jakes, Crystal and Eric Hopp, and Jennifer and Vince Van Rixel family.
3 weeks into the new year, 3 new mentors.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, mentors. We couldn't do what we do without you. And I just, you know, I can't tell you that almost every day there's a kid that comes up to me and just looks me in the eye and says, "Have you found me a mentor yet?"
Oh, geez.
And it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
You know, you can make a difference in the life of a child by being a mentor, being a lunch buddy, or being a Kin's Club volunteer. You know, if you know, you want to come in, we do programming several nights a week. And that's mentoring, too. That's our group mentoring program. And that's another option.
I recognized a whole bunch of those names.
Absolutely.
And a bunch of those people are really busy, full schedules, and they're still finding time for this.
They are.
Wow. Again, go to the website. What is it again?
KinshipTomahawk.org.
KinshipTomahawk.org. That's a good place to get educated. Or even, I mean, ask around town here. I mean, over these 27 years, Kinship has touched so many people. Chances are, just talk to some of your friends. Maybe they have had some run-ins with Kinship in the past and know all about it.
Absolutely.
Patty, anything else we can talk about this morning? It's National Mentor Month, and gosh, thank you to all the mentors who take the time to try to make a difference in a kid's life. Anything else we can talk about today?
Nope. I think we covered it. I just wanted to be able to recognize our wonderful crew.
Plan on doing this for a while yet, Patty?
Well, you know, I've been telling them that I'm turning that magical age this summer, and you know, I've retired from one full-time job, but it really is my passion. You know,
how are you
going to
totally let go of this?
Exactly. So I don't know.
Okay.
I'll be involved some way, whether it's as a volunteer or as a board. I don't know.
Well, thank you. Thank you for doing everything for all these 27 years, and hopefully there's a whole bunch more in front of us. And
great.
Come back and see us anytime you need to, okay?
You bet. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you very much. Patty Hilgendorf from Kinship here in Tomahawk this morning. What have I done for 27 years? Well, I haven't been in one place for 27 years, but my goodness, that is really something to be proud of. And boy, glad to pat her on the back, because she probably doesn't do it enough herself, right? Everybody that knows her? Yeah, probably.